Data released today shows the largest city in western Massachusetts has seen a significant drop in crime. Crimes against persons and property in the city of Springfield dropped 13% last year from 2016 and have decreased by 45% in the past 5 years, according to the Springfield Police Department.
Crime is complex, but you have to celebrate the victories, and this has been a tremendous year for us.
Police Commissioner John Barbieri, along with Mayor Dominic Sarno, released the latest crime statistics at a City Hall news conference Tuesday. According to the figures released by the police department, crimes including murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault decreased by 15% in 2017 compared to the year before. The crimes of burglary, larceny, and auto theft were down a total of 12% from 2016 to 2017. Crime was down in every neighborhood in the city, according to the mayor. It mirrors a national trend of lower crime rates in urban areas. Barbieri credited Springfield police officers working collaboratively with residents and business owners to gather intelligence about criminal activity.
I'm proud to say that we're not arresting more people, we're arresting the right people.
He also cited use of technology such as acoustic gunshot detectors, surveillance cameras, and the introduction of a real-time crime data analysis center.
Feeding the officers that patrol the neighborhoods the latest trends and patterns so that they're in the right places at the right time, armed with information that we get from the citizens. So I'm really happy to say, you know, we're not doing zero tolerance. Our men and women patrol our most vulnerable areas, armed with the information in regards to who are the people in those neighborhoods, what are the addresses in those neighborhoods that are most problematic.
In 4 high-crime neighborhoods where an innovative community policing program known as C3 is being used, crime is down 12%, according to the department's statistics. The positive crime statistics are being touted as Springfield prepares to roll out an advertising blitz to highlight the city's assets ahead of the opening later this year of the MGM Casino, which is projected to attract tens of thousands of visitors daily. Sarno said the image campaign will counter the impression that Springfield remains the city it was a decade ago, overrun by violent crime and nearly bankrupt.
When you speak to more and more people, they will tell you that we continue to move in the right direction, and we want to make sure we let everybody know that.
In anticipation of the MGM Springfield opening, a new metro unit of 40 police officers is being trained and will soon be deployed.
We're not going to rest on our laurels. We always strive to do more.
A new police substation is being built downtown, and several police booths with an officer station in each will be put up along Main Street. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.